Unit 77, a phenomenal memory. I have a phenomenal memory for faces. There is no doubt about that. The only snag is that I can never remember the names that go with them. Only the other day, I raised my hat to one fellow, quite distinguished looking he was, and I thought, my bank manager? My broker? I had to go and ask him. I'm Rankin, your next door neighbor, Mr. Peabody, he said rather acidly. It was through my awful memory for names that something unpleasant happened to me not long ago. It was a Friday evening, and I was in the train on my way home. It was not my regular train, for I had been kept late at work, and when it got to Ruislip, 3 stops before mine, there were only 2 of us in the compartment. I could tell straight away he was an Oxbridge man. I'm an Oxbridge man, and I had definitely seen this fellow's face there. But his name completely eluded me. It was most irritating. Who was he? I thought he might be one of the newcomers to the pretty little estate recently completed near to where I live. I am not shy, so I began to talk in a very chatty manner. He was somewhat uncommunicative and certainly gave nothing away. I can see that he was rather worn out, as if he had had a bad day. And I put his reluctance to talk down to this. Is this your regular train? I asked, hopefully. It usually works in my experience. Not often, he said. That was all. Well, that certainly told me a lot. I started to complain about railways, then the hooliganism at football matches, inflation, and a host of other topics. He only said yes or no now and then. Even my comment on the weather had no effect. I told him quite a lot about myself, how my ship had come that day. A friend had repaid me £200 in cash and many other details. He showed a flicker of interest, nothing more. I thought what a bore this fellow must be, and in the end I gave up. I opened my paper, and when next I glanced at him, he had fallen asleep. As we were coming into Oxbridge, he was still snoozing. I gave him a pat. Oxbridge, old chap. Thanks, he said with a smile. Outside the station it was raining and the wind was blowing hard. It was freezing cold, too. Listen, I said to him, why don't I give you a lift home if you live on the new estate? I'd appreciate that very much, he replied. I fetched my car from the parking lot and he got in with many thanks. He said no more till we were well across the heath. Then, all of a sudden, he turned to me and said, okay, pull up here. Here? I queried. There was not a house in the sight, and the weather was shocking. Anyway, I pulled up. The only thing I could remember after that was something striking down hard on my head. I passed out. When I came to, I was lying on the ground, soaked to the skin, my head pounding, my car gone, and my pockets empty. I staggered into the police station to make a report. There was a light shining on the station wall, and there, lit up, was a picture of my attacker. I had walked past it for the last 7 days. I knew I had seen the face before. He was wanted by the police for armed robbery. I thanked my lucky stars it was not for murder. I looked at the name underneath the face I will never forget. It was, oh, dear, I can never remember names.